Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, my friends. Happy New Year and welcome to 2024. I'm excited to be here speaking with you today. And yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a different conversation today because I've decided to take a little bit of a break from the podcast for a while. And I want to talk to you about some things that are happening for me personally and my decision to take a break, and how else you can work with me and my plans for the future and all of that. So firstly, I want to say thank you so much to all of you who have been part of this community, tuning into this podcast, sending me messages, implementing the work yourself. You know, I know a lot of you are listening to this podcast who are going through a tough time. And yeah, that really moves my heart. And you know, you can do it. You can do it. And I really encourage you to go and listen back to all of the episodes, any episode that takes your fancy, any episode that you're needing. My intention for this podcast was to be a supportive voice in your ear for people who are going through chronic pain, through menstrual cycle difficulties, and then also to be an educational voice in your ear for people who are learning about that and for people who are training and people who are curious about this work, and yeah, to just be a friend to you on the path of learning and feeling better and getting clear in your journey and accessing your creativity, accessing your power, healing pain, finding what works for you, understanding your boundaries, improving your relationships, all in a way that is gentle and not self-blamey or you have to radically change your life or implement a very difficult diet or anything like that. I just really wanted to be a support for you and insight for you, and maybe someone who could make you think about things you might not be seeing, because I know I need that in my life. And a lot of the results I've gotten in my life and my own journey have come from supports and from people who have, you know, helped me to see things I didn't see, and coaching and therapy and yeah, just all of the learning I've been on over the last many, many years. So I think I started this podcast in 2020, I think it was 2022. So it's nearly 2 years now. And where I'm at now is, well, let's start professionally. So professionally, my business has grown quite a lot, which has been really great. I've been working with one-to-one clients, primarily one-to-one clients and primarily professionals in the 6 month professional training that I host, which is called the Menstrual Cycle Coaching and Facilitation Professional Training. And those two strands to my business have really, really taken up the majority of my focus and attention. And this podcast and speaking to people all over the world has really allowed me to meet a lot of people, either in a one-to-one capacity or in the professional training, and yeah, work with you. So I'm really excited about, you know, continuing that work. I'm not stopping my work. I'm just hitting pause for business reasons and for creativity reasons. But if you are interested in working with me, if you are someone who has chronic pain, menstrual pain, PMDD, endometriosis, or you suspect that your mental health conditions are linked to your hormones, then I can help you with that. And my approach is very much what's called process oriented. So it requires a minimum of a 3 month commitment because we go on a bit of a journey together. And really, my speciality is helping people to navigate the uncertainty in the space. And I work with people who've tried a lot of things already and who maybe have read a lot of books and done a lot of courses and have tried dietary interventions or supplements and things like that. And you're not really getting the results you want, or you're not getting as far as you want, or your symptoms are still impacting your life. And you might be someone who's kind of like looking for the solution. You're maybe like looking for, you know, the next thing that you haven't tried, like the missing piece. So I work with those people And the reason I work with those people is because I work with the nervous system, I work with the relationship with self, I work with the mind-body connection, and I help you to understand, you know, that sometimes our needs are different to what we think we need. And I coach you through that, and I help you to see your blind spots and go on an inward journey of discovering what it is that your body is needing for, and your mind is needing, and your psychology and your emotional world is needing for more hormonal balance. So yeah, it's a very much, it's not a one size fits all for all my clients. I do obviously look at diet, I look at sleep, I look at lifestyle, I look at the basics, and we do an assessment of your needs at the start. And then we go into the coaching space where we explore menstrual cycle awareness, nervous system regulation, pain science, chronic pain. And I've loads of tools and exercises to offer you, and we go on a journey together. And yeah, this work really, really does bring amazing results. Even just from conversations I have with clients, they start to think differently, they start to make different choices, they start to think about their future in a different way and get more confidence with navigating their health, and they start to have more self-trust and a lot more clarity in terms of what they need to do, what they don't need to do, where to put their attention, where to put their focus. And yeah, we go on a journey to support you in your recovery work from chronic pain or menstrual cycle challenges, or maybe you don't have pain, maybe you're just someone who wants to connect deeper with yourself in order to access more creativity, and you want to work with your cycle and not against it. Yeah, you can work with me. So my professional practice is still staying strong, and then I have the 6-month professional training, which is going to continue in October 2024, and I'm really excited about that. And the last couple of years, well, really, like during lockdown, I was, I suppose, in the kind of early stages of my business, and in 2019, 2020, and I was doing a lot of studying and reading and courses and things, and I became really fascinated by this fact that the world hadn't yet figured out the answer to period pain and menstrual problems. And I have developed a body of work that answers those questions and that supports professionals to work with menstrual challenges and hormonal difficulties and the menstrual cycle. And it's a really, 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 really big missing piece in the coaching space, in the wellness world, is the somatic lens of the female body, understanding the nervous system at the intersection of female sex hormones and even our relationship with gender and socialization and mind-body work and pain science and all of these things that I teach. So I love that. I love that part of my work. That's my professional training. It's constantly developing as well. And yeah, really, really, it's about helping you to integrate that work into your existing practice. Or if you want to certify as a menstrual cycle mind-body coach and facilitator, then that's the course for you. You can click on the link in the show notes to read more about that. And that course has been going from strength to strength, which is really exciting. I actually started that course off with 6 students in my first year. And then in my second and third year, I got over 20. And because I work in a very collaborative way, it's not just me teaching at a group of 20 people. I really work with people, and you know, I really allow space for people to share their own professional experience and wisdom. And the course content has really grown and developed, and the experience in the room is very rich and engaging. And I love teaching it, and I always learn so much from my students. So really, it's a body of work I've been slowly and surely developing, and I'm really, really proud of it. And now I'm at this stage where professionally, I have so much clarity in terms of how I work with clients and how I work with professionals. And I want to bring that work out into the world more. And so it's just me behind the scenes. I do have a little bit of help with some contracting work. And, you know, being a practitioner is one set of skills, and then being a business owner is another set of skills. So I have decided to take a little pause for now from the From Pain to Power podcast to focus on the professional side of my work. I will still be taking clients, a very minimal number of clients. So if you are interested in working with me, I will be running a waiting list depending on interest and demand. So just head on over to the link in the show notes and you can apply for coaching with me. And I'd love to meet you and we meet a free consultation and we can have a chat, see where you're at. So do that. If you're in pain, do take action and get help. And I'm one of the people who can help. So please do read about that and click on the link. So otherwise, that's really it. Yeah. So 2023 has been a very exciting year with really great work with all of you. And I had some really amazing highlights. I actually did I don't think I shared this on the podcast, but I did a talk via a company that I work for called Rightpoint Global. Shout out to Claire, who's there at Rightpoint Global. And I facilitated a talk and a workshop at FIFA in Zurich, which was really exciting. Yeah, really, really exciting to see big international companies wanting to learn about the menstrual cycle. And in this case, it was football and the Women's World Cup and hormones. And it was really fun. I got to fly over to Zurich in Switzerland and deliver a 2-hour talk and then have lunch with the attendees. And they were all so welcoming and really, really friendly and very engaged in the conversation and really grateful. And we actually, Claire, my business partner in this case, she facilitated the arrangement, I suppose, and she got feedback from FIFA and the feedback was really, really strong. It was like, you know, like I can't remember exactly the metrics, but I remember she was just really happy and we had like really good score, if you will, you know, so I was really glad with that. And what else has been going on? Yeah, just a lot of focus on the business and growing the business and growing the practice and getting the work out there. And I have some exciting partnerships coming up in 2024 as well with a few companies and that kind of thing. So, but I will never step away from my client practice. So I'm excited to continue that. My client practice is very much going to stay there and my professional work. So if you are professional interested in working with me and learning from me and learning about this practice and integrating your practice and your business together, I'm actually pretty good at this stage. I'm pretty good at business too. And I can help you kind of match the two with figuring out the connection between your practice and your business in this work. And I do offer, again, very limited number of spaces, but I do offer one-to-one coaching for coaches, professionals, people who want to sort of not focus so much on themselves personally, but focus on their business. I can help you with that. And I think that's it really. So my plan for the next few weeks really is to, I'm actually buying a big whiteboard and I need to write down, I have a lot of really exciting things coming up, but they just are going to take time. I have some creative work in the works. I have new courses coming up as well. And I just need time and headspace to be able to do that because I find it very, very hard to focus on creativity when I'm also kind of like dipping in and out of marketing and stuff. So I actually really am sad to hit pause on the Pain to Power podcast because I've been doing it for so long and I never actually really did take a break. But yeah, it's the right decision. And yeah, it's kind of scary because I know that regularly doing a podcast is good for your, what do they call that? Your algorithm. But I'm just going to not give in to that fear and trust that there's plenty of content there for people to go back over and tune in. And, you know, that you can find my website as well. And I have courses and things. So yeah, again, thank you so much for being on the journey with me. I'm excited to launch into 2024 and get stuck into new creative projects and just give myself the headspace that I need for that. I will be back. My client practice is not going anywhere. You can message me on Instagram. You can send me an email, lisa@lisadeoncoaching.com. And if you are needing help either with your business, your practice, or yourself personally with pain and suffering, PMDD, endometriosis, PMS, period pain, I can help you. And also, I didn't tell you this, but I myself personally, because I tend to keep my personal and my professional very separate, but I have personally been implementing more and more of my own tools that I've been learning over the last year. And my pain has reduced even more and more and more, my own period pain, to the point where I'm not in, like, yeah, it's just amazing. It's just incredible, this work, what it can do. I'm committing to this work and committing to, you know, healing pain through pain science. There's no woo woo in it. It's science, evidence-based stuff that I'm working with. So yeah, it's just a slow process. It's a slow process. It's a journey. And it's the same with business, you know, a good business, slow and steady, you know, wins the race. Not that there's any winning that needs to happen, but like slow and steady is a good way to do it. And it's the same with healing and recovery. I think a lot of people want to be healed and recovered now, but when we can allow ourselves the space and the time and the energy, and yeah, just like to give yourself a few months or a year, just give yourself time to commit to a recovery path and a healing journey, you know, take that pressure off in whatever you're doing. And I know a lot of you are focusing on things for yourself this year and things for yourself professionally and creatively and maybe relationally. Take your time. That would be my advice. Take your time. There is absolutely no rush. Take your time. Get really clear on where it is you want to go. Get clear on how you want to feel. Get clear on your needs. Get support. It's the number one thing I'm so glad I do. It's an absolute non-negotiable. Every December, I'm already deciding who are my supports for the next year. I could not facilitate this type of business and work with chronic pain without having supervision, without having a coach, without having my own supports, a mentor, my own supervision group as well. I just couldn't do it without it. I know it's an investment, and I actually like started supervision before I even had clients, and it doing that helped me get really clear on what I was doing and what my practice was and how I wanted to do marketing. And then the clients came, you know, because I was getting support and I was being minded and held, and I knew I was in integrity. So yeah, get support. And again, I can help you with your personal journey and your professional journey. So you can just click the link in the show notes and have a read and get in touch with me if you have any questions at all. But otherwise, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. It's been really fun, and I look forward to, yeah, tuning back in again. I'm not sure when I'm coming back in 2024. I have to just spend a little bit of time inside myself and getting clear on the plan and getting clear on the direction and just getting a little bit more focused so that I can get clear on what it is that I want to offer into the world. So that's it from me. Big, big love. And I look forward to hearing from you all soon. And yeah, have a great rest of your week. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.